Good morning, church. My name is William Green, and I'm the executive pastor of congregational care here at First United Methodist Church and the preaching pastor for this service. We're so glad that you're here. From time to time, I like to walk around before the service and greet people, and it's always good to welcome our guests. We trust that before you go today that you'll introduce yourself to others, and perhaps there'll be a guest here for the first time that you'll be able to greet. Certainly, Polly and I want to greet everyone over at the door with the exit sign above following the service, but we're so glad that you're here today. You know, as I was listening to that song, I thought about something that the psalmist said about singing. Psalm 147, how good it is to sing praises to our God, for it is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. And why is that? In verse 3 it says, because he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on musical instruments. That's what we're about, and that's what we're doing. We're so glad that you're here today. Let me let you know right now, even though Conley will remind you of this, but normally we have Lyndon Gibson with us, our interpreter for the deaf and hard of hearing, and she's really ill today. And there's a card over here at the celebration station for you to sign if you would like, and we'll send it to you, send it to her on behalf of you. And I talked with, I texted Lyndon just yesterday and told her that we would be praying for her today. And why don't we have a word of prayer now? Gracious God, thank you for Lyndon. We pray for her healing. We pray that she may know of our love today as we worship here. Be present with her. Thank you for her, and thank you, Lord, that as you bring her back, she can join us again together. But we are, Lord, one in Christ, whether we're here or not. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.